With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump opposes the recognition of a Palestinian state, putting him at odds with some of America's closest allies.
As global leaders gather at the United Nations this week, several U.S. allies, including Australia, Britain, Canada, and France, have announced support for a Palestinian state. The president is standing in solidarity with Israel, which adamantly opposes Palestinian statehood. The White House says the president feels such recognition won't win the release of hostages or end the war between Israel and Hamas.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president is expected to address the matter during his speech at the United Nations on Tuesday morning. A leading Republican joins the pushback against FCC Chairman Brendan Carr. Bob Agnew reports.
Former Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he agrees with Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who accused the FCC of overstepping its bounds with regard to the controversy over comments made by ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel. Cruz said Chairman Carr's threats of possible FCC action against the network over comments made about the shooting of Charlie Kirk resembled something out of a gangster movie. McConnell wrote on X, quote, "You don't have to like what somebody says on TV to agree that the government shouldn't be getting involved." Bob Agner reporting.
With Vice President J.D. Vance calling Charlie Kirk a martyr for Christianity, some Kirk admirers suggest his assassination will galvanize throngs of people, notably young conservatives, to become more engaged in evangelical churches. Evocations of Kirk-inspired religious fervor surfaced almost immediately after his death on September 10th. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 66 points, the Nasdaq rose 157. This is SRN News. Americans talk about artificial intelligence in a new poll.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a lot of people are worried about AI and how it will be used by them and on them. Most certainly, they want the new technology limited in some ways. The Pew poll reveals 73% of respondents believe AI should have no role in advising people about faith in God, and 66% do not want it to have any role in whether or not two people fall in love. Overall, Americans are pessimistic about AI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail abortion pills, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them into the state. Angel Foster, who runs the MAP, which prescribes the drugs to women in every state, says her organization will keep doing business in Texas. The MAP has shipped abortifacients to about 10,000 Texas women. This is SRN News. North Korea's leader tells his southern neighbor and the U.S. hands off his nukes, as correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
Kim Jong-un says he still has good memories of President Trump. He's urging Washington to drop its demand to surrender his nukes as a precondition for resuming long-stalled diplomacy. Speaking to Pyongyang's rubber-stamp parliament, Kim stresses that he has no intention of ever resuming dialogue with South Korea, a key U.S. ally that helped to broker Kim's previous summits with Mr. Trump during the American president's first term in the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump is expected to visit South Korea next month for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Mr. Trump's trip has prompted media speculation that he may try to meet Kim at the inter-Korean border. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.